here's a story from The World.
On the U.S.-Mexico border, many people are stuck in limbo south of the Rio Grande, seeking asylum to come to the U.S. The World's Monica Campbell checked in at one migrant shelter in the Mexican city of Juarez, across from El Paso, Texas. Monica reports that for people there, the stakes of the American election could not be bigger.
The last time I saw Pastor Juan Fierro Garcia, the migrant shelter he runs in Juarez was packed. There were Central Americans and Cubans, people from Uganda and Cameroon. Families slept in the pews of the church on site. This week, over WhatsApp, Fierro said the shelter was still full and COVID-19 was a big worry. The ICUs are full in Juarez, just like in El Paso. Thank God. No cases so far, he says. Over his phone, Fierro shows me a new building they've put up. All the COVID rules on the walls there. It's bare bones, but Fierro is proud of it. There's a big room with bunk beds and a dining area. On election night, the TV was turned to the news. About a dozen people were watching, kids with their parents, guys sitting alone. Tamayo from Cuba watched, arms folded, leaning back on a white plastic chair. He fled his home country for political reasons. He says he was a dissident, an independent journalist, which put him on the wrong side of the government. It was hard to find work, so he sold slices of cake on the street to get by. He worried he'd eventually wind up in prison for his political views, so he left. Tamayo knows the U.S. election system inside out. When I said I was calling from California, he said, 55. Your state gets 55 electoral votes. Tamayo wants to live in Florida, so he was tracking the vote there. He supports Trump's hardline policies against Cuba, but he prefers Joe Biden because of his more welcoming immigration plan. He knows Biden's promise to end, on day one, a key Trump policy known as Remain in Mexico. It's forced Tamayo and tens of thousands of other asylum seekers to wait in Mexico for U.S. court dates. Tamayo's been at the shelter in Juarez for more than a year. That's not unusual. And right now, U.S. officials aren't letting any asylum seekers into the country. They say COVID-19 makes it too risky. Immigration lawyers are trying to help. Taylor Levy lives in El Paso, but regularly heads to the shelter in Juarez.
We're going to Little Caesars, and I'm going to go buy a bazillion pizzas for Pan de Vida, and we're going to go have a pizza party at Pan de Vida.
I reached her just as she was grabbing food to take back to a shelter for election night.
Like, instead of being home kind of doom-scrolling, basically I decided that the absolute best way I could spend my time would be to come over here and just give legal advice to people and kind of explain what are the different possibilities with the outcome for the elections.
Levy's hoping Biden wins the election and returns to policies that allow asylum seekers to wait out their cases in the U.S., often with relatives already living in America. In Mexico, they're stuck in squalid camps and crowded shelters, and often targeted by cartels who may kidnap them and extort their families in the U.S. for money. She's met parents in Juarez who fear the conditions they're in and make desperate choices.
It's just a lot of the parents who I spoke to in the shelters, some of them have, you know, been separated from their children because they've sent their children ahead alone because they feel like it's the only way to keep them safe.
Levy also hopes that Biden would learn from the mistakes she said the Obama administration made on immigration. Some advocates call Obama the deporter-in-chief for expelling immigrants at rates that Trump has yet to surpass.
We hope that not only has Biden and his administration, if they come into power, not only have they learned from their past mistakes, but also that public sentiment has shifted. And we know how horrific and traumatizing some of these policies can be to people.
Juan Fierro Garcia, who runs the migrant shelter in Juarez, He's also hoping that Biden becomes president and implements a more humane immigration policy. He also says that could increase the number of people showing up at his shelter.
Harían, de alguna manera, el acercarse a las fronteras de Estados Unidos y México para pedir asilo político.
He believes a change in the White House could lead more migrants to seek refuge in the U.S., and that could be one of the first tests of a Biden presidency. For The World, Monica Campbell.